Good morning. It is Wednesday, May the 10th. I'm off by 5 minutes. 8:03 a.m. on Wednesday, May the 10th, 2023. Okay. Got the numbers taken care of. Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening. Major storm. I think a series of storms, a string of thunder showers went through here last night. Hail, rain, lightning, thunder. There's still piles of hail around where it came in, very small pea-sized hail, came in and flowed down gutters and piled up and made a mess. I just noticed it was a pretty high water line next to the storm grate here at the end of the street, and apparently the water had built up quite a lot given where the high water mark was outlined in still frozen hail. A lot of rain fell last night, which is good. My lawn needed it. Still haven't turned on the irrigation system yet for the season. We're going to need to do that soon, probably. So yeah, last night was not the most restful night. That's a lot of hail. I'm looking around and a lot of these multifamilies have really large roof collection areas, and funneled a lot of ice onto the ground. This flowering crab lost most of its open petals. The buds are still there, but it took a beating. A lot of the new leaves took a bit of a hit. So yesterday I got the morning. I got the galleys for Dark Knight Station done and uploaded. There was a couple of changes. Their page alignment was off because of the multi-column list of other works, which is, it's gotten pretty long. And it's only going to get longer. Also saw podiums covers, and they look good. It doesn't look like anything like the ship, but it looks good. It's got a spaceship on a cover. And now we start the negotiation to get the ebook and paperback. I need to write the back cover copy for the artist. Not my preferred mode of work. I would really prefer letting me put the back cover copy on once I have the cover itself. The reason being, I might want to change it sometime in the future. And I don't want to have to go back to the artist to try to get the back cover copy changed. Not that I'm likely to do that, however. Lots of interesting smells this morning. I'm not sure what exactly they all are. Probably because there's a lot of humidity in the air because it rained last night. I just bumped the microphone. So I'm reading, for my classic this month, I'm reading 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And I remember reading this as a young teen. Because as an old teen, I was in the Guard. And my memory of it is a pretty interesting story, pretty interesting adventure tale. Morning. A newcomer. And while there's still a certain amount of, I don't know how to put it, there's a certain fascination with the journey of the Nautilus through from seas of Japan to the Indian Ocean to wherever we go next. Spoiler alert, the Mediterranean. What it reminds me of now is, what it makes me think is that Verne scoured the scientific literature for maritime creatures. And what we have is a catalog of Linnaeus, genus and species, in all of its glorious variety. Oh look, fish. Oh look, coral. Oh look, a seaweed. Oh, and look, the sea is glowing because it's filled with, pick one, microscopic plants, microscopic animals that glow, peppered with about every, I don't know, 5 or 10 pages, something happens on board the Nautilus or to Monsieur Aronnax and his traveling companions. And then they get back in the boat and go sail on. It's not exactly the gripping read that I remember it being. Let me put it that way. Oh. I'm sure there are themes that I'm not picking up. One of the impressions is that the harpooner Ned Land, who was originally signed on to harpoon what turned out to be the Nautilus. I'm glad I wore my raincoat today. It's raining again. Never saw an animal he didn't want to kill. Preferably kill and eat. Coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Now, whether this is some sort of subtle metaphor for humanity, I mean, he is named for land. And people only live on land. So if he represents people, the land dwellers, who only want to kill and eat, not necessarily together, but at least kill, at least eat. Nemo as a character seems kind of he seems, I was going to say two-dimensional. But he's not really. There are signs that he's a man of letters, a man of art, a man of engineering, a man of action. He takes on a shark with a knife. He designed and built the Nautilus. He has a library of some 12,000 books. Plays the organ. Clearly a polymath. And I don't really care. I forget how the story ends. I'm sure I will find out, and it will be, oh yeah, that's how it ended. Somehow, Monsieur Aronnax gets back on land. Oh, the lilacs smell delicious. In the old farmstead I grew up on, there were a couple of pretty substantial lilac plantings. that happened to be right outside my bedroom window. So spring is opening the windows and smelling the lilacs. So it brings back a lot of memories. Put my hood up, the rain's getting a little bit heavier. Horizon Zero Dawn continues to engage me, even though I'm now redoing things I've already done. It's still a lot of fun. Finding better ways to do what I fumbled through the first time. And I suspect that subsequent replays, if I drop out of story mode, which seems to be the easy mode, certainly one of the easier modes, and try to do this in a much more competitive, so we say. A more competitive mode. Yeah, it could be interesting. But I'm also learning how to string these missions and tasks and errands and stuff together a little better, so that I'm not running back and forth quite so much. At this point, I'm pretty sure I know where Aloy came from. I'm pretty sure I know what the metal flowers are. I'm a little uncertain as to what they're doing, actually. But their emergence coinciding with the derangement seems not exactly coincidental. Let's just put it that way. I did start looking at the frozen, whatever it is, north, frozen lands or whatever it is. I started up in that direction a little bit before the restart, which gave me a clue. Be interested to see how close I am, whether I'm right or not. keep tugging on my microphone cord. I have two extra pockets today, so I'm a little bit confused as to where things are. For some reason, somewhere I have a calendar that has today designated as trash day, when that was actually just recently shifted. I'll try to find that calendar and fix it. Like, delete it. But I'm almost back, and it is beginning to rain pretty good now. My raincoat is beaded up. The low light has saturated all the greens. The greens look brilliant. They're all deep and rich and lovely. And my lilacs are blossomed beauteously. I should have brought the mailbox key so I could check the mail while I got my shoes on. Oh well. Be that as it may, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.